Well, California has just been given 2 more years. Yesterday, 3 federal judges ruled the state has to shed nearly 6,000 inmates from its already overcrowded inmate population in 2 years. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KQED's Scott Detrow reports that the ruling is a win for California Governor Jerry Brown.
This decision could bring an end to a legal battle that has waged since 2009. When the 3-judge panel first ordered California to reduce its prison population to about 112,000 inmates. That's about 137% of what the prison system is designed to hold. California's prisons were so overcrowded, the judges ruled, that the subpar health care being provided to inmates violated the U.S. Constitution. The United States Supreme Court upheld the ruling 2 years later. Since then, California has reduced its inmate population by tens of thousands, but never hit that 112,000 mark. Still, last year, Governor Jerry Brown asked the judges to drop the population cap requirement.
There's no question that there were big problems in California prisons. Overcrowding, health care, lack of mental health care. But after decades of work, the job is now complete.
The judges disagreed and maintained that California had to reach its 112,000 inmate goal by the end of the year. After the Supreme Court declined to step in again, Governor Brown and state lawmakers offered the judges a deal. Give us a couple more years, and we'll lower the numbers through anti-recidivism efforts.
If the court doesn't give us the time, then we will spend the hundreds of millions of dollars finding additional beds. We'd rather find a combination plan that would achieve, I think, what the courts would like to achieve, but that can't be done by December 31st.
The judges asked the state to try and broker a deal with the lawyers representing prisoners. No one could agree on a plan, so the judges crafted their own proposal. And that brings us to yesterday's decision. They are giving California the extension it asked for. The state will shed prisoners by expanding parole for older and sick prisoners and increasing good time credits for well-behaved nonviolent offenders. State Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg says he's thrilled the expanded anti-recidivism programs will have a chance to work.
We could build all the jail cells we want, but the fact of the matter is most of the people who would reside in those cells are going to be released, and unless we deal with their underlying issues, mostly mental health and substance abuse, they're going to return.
It's important to note that while the judges are giving the state the extension it asked for, they're not too happy about the situation. The opinion blasted California for dragging its feet, saying California prisoners deserve far better treatment than they have received over the past 4.5 years. Don Spector is with the Prison Law Office, which represents prisoners in the ongoing lawsuit. He says he's disappointed that California is getting another deadline extension. But Spector says he's also encouraged that the judge's order will force the state to meet a series of deadlines for lowering the prison population to the mandated levels.
There will be a person who's appointed by the court who will have the authority to release the lowest risk prisoners from the California Department of Corrections once the state misses the benchmarks.
There are currently about 118,000 prisoners in California's system. The state now has until February 2016 to lower that total to 112,000. For Here and Now, I'm Scott Detrow.